This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in as we approach 28 hours till the pregame opening day tomorrow afternoon right here on The Fan. And we are so excited to be there, but not before we deliver 5 hours of sports content here with you throughout the afternoon into the evening. General at your service, salute. We have Brian Broaddus, former Cowboys scout, NFL executive, working very hard preparing for the draft. Our draft coverage will be second to none coming up in just about a month. Chris Strong in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control, filling in for Lucius Alexander all week long. How about Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo? Your Nosebleed Brothers are here, and so is Carter Freeman, coordinating your video for us. You can watch at 1053thefan.com, Twitch, and on YouTube. And welcome into the show, guys. How the heck are you?
I don't think we could be better right now, dude. I really don't. Like, this is a sports paradise that we're in. I mean, we're one sleep away, Eric, from opening day.
One more sleep.
Last night, we got to watch the Mavs kick ass and the Stars kick ass simultaneously.
And then tomorrow's banners and beers, dude.
Yes.
And Bangford dong balls.
And did you guys see...
what a time.
The Bangford... Yeah, that's going to be amazing, watching him. That first at bat, gosh, it's going to be chills. But the Texas Rangers website and other social media platforms, they put out the Josh Spores final out. They go through his entire last three innings of Game 5, and you get to relive it all, and Spores is walking you through, like, what was his mindset? What was he thinking? It's just chills watching that all over again.
That's beautiful. Don't you think, I feel like we all should, before we go to sleep tonight, relive some portion, if not all of it. Why not we just pull an all-nighter, and let's just binge that postseason run that was as epic as anything we've ever seen.
Should we slumber party this bad boy?
I'm down, dude. We can go over to Broaddus's. Broaddus has all those Snuggies and all those guest rooms and...
Yeah.
All those TVs, and don't forget about the package. I mean, we could go 10 TVs. We could have one game of each series on at the same time.
Yeah,
it brought us
guys
man
can help
cave.
Me break down some film. Yeah.
Reliving some of those great moments, knowing how it all ends up, I think would be about the best sports thing you could watch on TV right now. And that's saying something, considering how our local teams are absolutely putting on a show right now. And let's talk about it. By the way, just in... Ice Cube and Big 3 offering Caitlin Clark $5 million to play for them. That's interesting.
10 games, right?
Good for Caitlin.
Yeah, money talks, and that would be, you know, I think pretty awesome to, you know, watch her and see what that kind of shooting could do, you know, in the half-court game against, you know, some former NBA players. Ice Cube saying it could help her break down barriers more and, you know, give her a huge payday. So it'll be interesting to see if she's interested in that after the tournament.
She's got another offer on the table I'll reveal a little bit later on in the program.
Okay.
Potentially doubling her earnings.
Holy cow. She's going to be like a $100 millionaire by the time she's done with her rookie year. Okay, what a glorious night to be a Mavericks fan, though, as they looked the part of a real contender for the first time in a while. Showed you how awesome it can be, like when their shots are falling and they're locked in on defense. I set it in cross. I'll double down on it myself. I think it's the best hoop this franchise has played since 2011, and you know, we're in for something special here. Could they make a run this year? I think it's possible. I don't think they'd be the worst team to arrive in the finals over the last decade. The energy, the playing together, it's clear that it's contagious. They're having fun doing it. They believe in one another. They trust in one another. They have the intangibles. And, hell, when Tim Hardaway is elevating with two hands the way he did, you know everything's going right. And I'm not going to bet on it to stop anytime soon.
I mean, this could be perfect. Can you ride the ebbs and flows, and you might be getting the flow right now. You want the flow, right? The ebb is the bad portion.
Yeah.
You don't want the ebb.
That's actually a great question.
We've never known.
The ebb always seems like kind of a downward thing.
Yeah, I think the ebb is bad. I would think
flow good. The flow, you're moving on.
We've been living in a giant THJ ebb, but the inevitable flow might be upon us. And if that flow can continue into the postseason, that could be really special, because it was a nice performance, really quietly back to back games. That Utah game was also respectable. And he had at least one pass last night. I was like, geez, bro, I didn't even know you had that in your game. And I think he had six assists on the night. I'm like, oh my gosh, have we had a come to Jesus moment, like internally? Maybe. THJ, like, he looked around and he's like, this actually could be a team that does something here. I'm not just on a lowly team where I should just be getting mine everywhere I can get it. Let me like step back for a second and try and contribute to a winning formula for the first time in my career.
I was like, there's no way this is going to continue for THJ. So I hammered the less THJ points on Prize Picks in the second half.
Sucker.
And it was the only one I missed out of my six pick parlay. And dang, I was happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he went more. I'm like, you know what? F it.
A six-pick parlay would have hit, though.
I know, but it's okay, because with that power play deal, I still get credit for it on Prize Picks. That's the beauty of it. So if you don't miss, I think you can miss two, and you'll be okay with that. But it was amazing watching what the Mavericks are doing. I agree with you 100%, and I'm going to take the flip-flop baton from you today, Gavin. I'm going to be flip-flop bully.
Okay.
I was fully dug in. Then I was fully dug out after the five-game losing streak. I am fully crotch-first confident again.
You're fully max dug in?
Yes, because now this team's playing defense, and they have a paint presence. If they're able to hit the three ball, good luck beating this team. And Wendy, shout out to Mavs Film Room on Twitter, who was listening to Wendy's podcast, put out a quote from Brian Windhorst of ESPN. As I talked to people in the league, people have been like, we just played Dallas, and man, they're scary. Or I just saw Dallas, and man, they look good. Yeah. And they do. But it also, they've got a little bit of what the Rangers had during their World Series championship run. It seems like they're all playing for one another. They love each other. They've got a really good locker room. And I think a lot of that credit needs to go to Kyrie Irving. Uh-huh. We talked a lot of negative about him, and we heard a lot of negative things. But it seems like he has really stepped up in a leadership role. That's clearly rubbed off on Luka. I brought this up to you while we were talking during pre-show. I wonder now, Luka's effort when it comes to the defensive end of the floor. I know Kyrie's like not some elite defender, don't get me wrong, but he would always try. And that was something that was missing from this team. When your best player is putting forth maxed effort, that is contagious. Now you've got Luka and Kyrie doing it, and it has resonated around the rest of the room.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly how that comes to be, but, you know, I think as well, Luka trusts his teammates more now. He's not playing selfishly as much. I think that's on both ends. The coaching staff, I think, deserves a lot of credit here as well.
Yeah, I think when you look at the Mavs, especially last night, they've had a really good plan in these games. They've had an idea of how they wanted to attack the opponents on the defensive side of the ball, whether – yeah, with Sabonis and the way they were able to kind of control him last night. I think he only had 12 points. But everybody else was, you know, that they made it really difficult. They're really big. When you talk to them about it, they want to make these opponents have to shoot in a crowd. And when they mean shooting a crowd is have bodies on them and make these shots, get these shots contested. That is something really, really big right now. So They were happy with the way that they played last night. Again, they find a way to maybe take away a guy, or maybe they don't cover a guy. Maybe they commit. They're like, listen, we'll take a chance that this guy is not going to beat us tonight. And they've been pretty good about that the last few games, that they've said, okay, we're not going to let this guy beat us. And the next thing you know, they kind of commit to going the other way. So a lot of help with the defense, and it's paying off. They were happy last night too. They punished Sacramento last night when they were trying to double and things like that. Luka and Kyrie did a really nice job of moving the ball and getting that taken care of, and they were they were happy how that worked.
Found the open shooters, hit open threes. I don't know if they finished over 50% from distance, but they spent most of the game.
Yeah, well, they were 56.4%.
Yeah.
Dang. They killed it from behind the arc.
Yeah, and then, you know, to slow down that group, the Kings don't get enough credit for being very, very talented.
You're right.
I was watching them last week, and the roles were reversed against another quality opponent. Maybe it was the Clippers that night, but Sabonis is a beast.
Yeah.
Even though he's a little bit undersized at center, like, he just flat out gets the job done. And Monk and Fox, these guys can go. And you know, the Kings are, you know, a very legitimate strong playoff team. Sacramento historically a very tough place to win, and you did that. You got your first win of the year against the Kings, and they were showing you your weaknesses earlier in the season. You just showed them what they have to work on now if they want to be serious contenders, and I think just gave Mavs fans a serious shot in the arm that we can believe now. You can go on crotch first like Wooly Bully, you know. We'll see tomorrow night if they can back it up and do it again. You know, they don't have many more tough games remaining. We can really start to look at, you know, maybe the 5 seed, you know, or no worse than the 6 seed is starting to look like a reality.
You're a game and a half back from the 4 seed.
Let's go.
All right, you go ahead and keep this going. Now, after yesterday, you had Oklahoma City beat New Orleans, and I know some people now are starting to look at matchups. Like, would it benefit you to maybe stay at the 6? Do you want to move up to the 5 or the 4? Yeah, give me home court advantage. If you can get up to the 4 seed, I'd love that. Let's go ahead and make that happen because they've been damn good at the AAC.
It wouldn't be bad to be 6 and, you know, avoid Denver till the conference finals. I think it's a decent take to say I don't think the Mavs will lose until they face Denver if they continue to play like this. Glorious night for the Stars as they open their West Coast trip with a 6-3 win over San Jose last night, Brian.
Yeah, that was big. You know, the last two times that they played San Jose had been games that have gone to overtime, and there was really no doubt last night, you know, for them to go out there and get the road trip started in the right way. You know, the scoring continues, the young players, the mix of the young guys, the veterans, it seems to be working out for them. But, yeah, they San Jose is not a good hockey team. And
no.
The last two times that they played them, we've acted like that the San Jose Sharks are the Montreal Canadiens from the 70s. And last night they treated him like the team that they were.
Epic showdown tomorrow night against Vancouver, who lost, and so did Colorado. So you're suddenly back atop the division and the conference. And obviously tomorrow night will go a long way towards changing that potentially, but it'll be must-see sports TV tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that Colorado bunch continues to worry me.
Colorado is a bad matchup for the Dallas Stars. They are. But Jamie Benn is playing. I mean, he's flipped it back to 2014
right now.
Five-game goal streak. Him and Wyatt Johnson are just on another level together. And again, I mean, I think the key is going to be in the postseason for them. How good will Jake Oettinger be?
Yeah.
Okay, top story going into the draft now, I think, is what if the Giants don't take a quarterback? Daniel Jones going into his final season, Dax in his final season. Could New York take your quarterback next March is one of the topics that's out there. Maybe they're not bad enough to be in prime position to draft their own quarterback, depending on how the season goes. I think they could be around 500.
Yeah, the thing with the Giants is that that ownership has given them the okay to take a quarterback if deemed necessary. But under your scenario, though, that would be to me kind of one of those things. I don't know. You look at the way that Daniel Jones plays. That was a huge mistake for them, you know. And if I'm the Giants, I'm not. You know, if ownership gives me the okay, I'm taking a quarterback. I don't care. If I deem that, you know, that my guy's there, well, let's go ahead and do this. They need skilled players. There's no question about that. But they also need a quarterback.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear they could use one. I think they know that. I think in their perfect world, they have a guy or two at the position in mind in the draft that they could get. But if they don't, that is
New York has to be a very attractive place for Dak, right?
For sure. Yeah, I would absolutely think. And if they're willing to give him all the money, then it definitely will be. So to me, that is definitely a team to circle. Like, after the draft, we'll have a clearer picture of, okay, which teams are set up to potentially be in the mix on Dak once the season ends next season.
I tried to avoid the Dak contract conversation at every turn over the last 3 years because I knew there was going to be a time where it would pick up and be a constant. And I think that's now and probably for the next 11 and a half months going into the deadline. It's start of the league year, March 2025.
You know, I'm the opposite.
Really?
I'm the opposite of that because...
You still don't want any conversation about it?
No, I know that we have to do it for our radio show. I understand that. But in my mind, I'm like, no. I mean, you know, wake me up when both parties come to the table and start really talking. Right now, it's like, well, you know, we're going to put things behind here and we're going to focus on the draft and focus on other things. And
no trade clause, no franchise tag.
That's fine.
It's such a bigger conversation than it was 4 years ago,
which fits into the Cowboy playbook, right?
But that's what the Cowboys they've drawn themselves into this. You know, I mean, hey, Dak's guy negotiated very, very well. He's got him back at the table. There's nothing that the Cowboys can do until they get back to the table.
No, I don't think there's anything they can do about this.
There's nothing, and it's either going to be good enough or it's not going to be good enough. That's how you look at it right now. I mean, they have really no leverage in the situation. So if they're willing to move on from him, then there's probably a lot of people out there that are totally good with that.
Yeah,
that, you know, hey, we'll move on from him. But until Dallas gets serious and sits at the table, and Todd France comes to the table too, I'm just not going to worry about it. Honestly, I'm just not.
Pretty massive story if the Cowboys change quarterbacks for the first time in a decade.
That's a massive story, but I think the thinking of, like, will they, what will happen, it's driving the news cycle.
You call them the caveman.
That fits into
cave.
The Jones playbook, right?
They're going
to
cave.
What I really think is they're going to cave.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're going to cave.
There's no benefit to them by waiting.
Yeah.
But the benefit is we're talking about it. It's on ESPN. They're doing nothing else this offseason. It would be nothing but negative. Let's go ahead and have the Dak conversation. But what they'll probably do at the end of the day is get it done, get the extension done, because they do have a fear. I think the fear will win over the uncertainty of Dak of we don't want to relive what happened between Aikman and Romo.
They overpaid him the first time. They'll overpay him again. They'll overpay him again. They waited too long to get the extension. Now, is that completely their fault? You know, I think that Todd France was negotiating in a way that, you know, he was changing agencies. He probably didn't want to put Dak's money on his old agency. So he had to get all that settled, the non-compete stuff. And, you know, by then it was probably a little bit too late to get it done. It's a two-way street here. I think the Cowboys are to blame. I think that Todd France is to blame, too, for them not being able to get the fifth year. Dak obviously doesn't want to get a long-term contract here, though. He wants to keep getting back to the table at 3 and 4 years. You know, that just makes a lot of sense. If the money's going to continue to go up, why would you want to sign a long-term deal? You know, that's to me, that's Dallas will cave on this. They will. They'll cave.
I hope they don't, man. I think the agent and the player are asking for way too much considering what he's given you in the biggest moments. And if people were kind of coming around to that idea or asking the question about it 4 years ago, your questions have only gotten louder.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
So I hope somebody over there has some common sense to not let him reset the market at quarterback for a guy that can't even beat the Packers in a wild card round at home. Okay, G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. Mixed Bag is next. Well, Chuck, what do you got?
Man, we got some NCAA news. Indiana State's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar keeps proving the committee wrong as well. But are we banning prop bets? That's next here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a great day. This segment of the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. Go to carsforkids.org. Have the G-Bag of the Day coming up in 6 minutes. Here's Woolchuck with some content.
Man, can't wait for opening day tomorrow. It's going to be awesome. Come out, say what's up to us. We'll be center field, 200-level section, where we were all last year for the World Series run. I did see Jeff Wilson put out that Michael Lorenzen was finishing up a simulated game against Ezekiel Duran and Josh Smith, and now he's doing fielding work. So Lorenzen trying to get himself ready to go, and Max Scherzer was playing some catch out there by the 7-11 signs in the outfield.
Yeah, so the big bites.
It's just good to see our guys out there working and getting ready for tomorrow with the Cubbies in town. It's going to be an absolute blast.
Hey, I didn't think this rotation needed more help. I think it was a stroke of genius by CY to add this player, though. It's just going to give Boach another option. Maddux is going to make him the best version of himself.
Yes, Mad Dog.
Had a career high of innings last year coming off an injury. So I think Lorenzen's primed actually right now to have a career year. I'm not saying he's going to be a world beater or even a number three, but he's going to have some games where you're going to be like, dang it, I'm glad we got Lorenzen.
Just be an all-star the first half of the season. And then when you get your reinforcements, just go be a badass bullpen runner.
He's got that.
He can do it.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Now, the Monty dream is dead, though, as Jordan Montgomery did agree to a deal with the Diamondbacks last night. So we will forever love you. If you ever want to find your way back home, we will welcome you with open arms. It is a one-year, $25 million contract that is a player option for 2025 for another $25 million. So shout out to you, Monty. I'm sure Chris Young would have loved to have done this deal as well. They pivoted. They went to Michael Lorenzen. I don't know what Monty was turning down earlier in the offseason, but at least he's going to the NL. Wish him the best of luck. He'll be with the Diamondbacks, and we love you forever. You're always our champion.
You know what I learned about this? I learned that thinking that the longer this went, the better chance the Rangers have. The Rangers were never in this, were they?
Evidently not.
They never were in this with Montgomery.
I think CY, in my opinion, was probably monitoring it very closely at all times. But I don't know. Maybe realistically the money was just never something that they could do.
Seems pretty clear. The constraints. Monty, it was reported. He was only going to take that type of deal to go back to the Rangers. Yeah. But apparently the Rangers didn't even have that deal waiting for him.
Yeah, I kind of wonder because I thought the longer that he would sit out, the better shot that the Rangers would have to get the deal that they wanted. Didn't even sound like it got close to that.
No.
I just hope that our ownership is committed. You know, what Boris said a couple of weeks ago is true. What you do after your first championship defines what kind of a team you're going to own. And are you committed to getting the job done? And now, on top of that, not only are we talking personnel, but you have the best executive in sports working for you right now, Ray. Mm-hmm. And if you invest, he is going to give you more championships. If you don't, he'll probably leave and go GM the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Dodgers.
That is a fear.
And you can watch him stack parades for somebody else, Ray. Don't do it.
Mm-mm. Do not do that.
Man, you just scared me with what you said.
Yeah, it's true. Gonna hope that never happens. See why? Never leave us. Never leave us. We love you. We do also love our guy, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Have you been keeping tabs of what Indiana State's doing in this NIT run?
The cream always rises, Woolchuck.
It sure does, my friend. And they are still making the NCAA committee look like fools for keeping them out of the tournament.
Yeah.
They did upset SMU, I know, right up the street from us. Then they beat Minnesota. And last night, 85-81, they beat Cincinnati. Our guy, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, ended up having himself 22 points, adding 6 assists, 5 boards, 2 steals, and he knocks down a big 3 to give Indiana State the lead late with a minute left in the ball game. He's balling. And remember, these guys have that $150,000 NIL deal on the table from Pat McAfee if they win the NIT. Mm-hmm. And now they're looking like they got a damn good shot to do it.
Gosh, how about that box score for Kareem?
Yeah, he's crushing it.
Just stuffing it,
dude. You know, he's always going to stuff that box score.
22, 5, 6,
he's
2 steals.
Stuffer.
He is, dude. I really enjoy watching him play. There's a cerebral nature to his game because he's not the most athletic dude in the world, but the positioning, it's very slow, but he just gets it, dude. This guy is I think it's destiny for Indiana State to do this. Like the Sycamores, with the way they got spurned at the tourney, and then you had all these other programs that were too cool for school to play in the NIT. It's a no-brainer that Kareem and company got this
done. Oklahoma. We don't need to play in the NIT. You know what? Indiana State's showing you. Big 12, by the way, reportedly going after Duke as it sets its sights on further conference realignment in an attempt to booster its already best basketball resume. The league appears to be targeting a top five brand in all of college hoops. This comes after the ACC had that battle with Clemson and Florida State in court, with both attempting to find a way out of the league in order to chase that television revenue. So now the Big 12, maybe you add the Blue Devils. Their football program's gotten better, but you add them in basketball, you already were the best conference in basketball this year. The Big 12, very, very strong.
That would be just way too tragically weird, wouldn't it, Brian?
Yeah, I think so.
They got to be in the ACC and play North Carolina twice in the regular season.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. The North Carolina rivalry cannot die.
Yeah.
So just bring them along with.
Well, play, you know, and the other schools they play too.
Maybe
North
the two
Carolina State,
you can play
Wake
non-conference.
Forest. Yeah, that's the thing about it is, it's funny, I was talking to John Machota about that. He was so excited that Duke, you know, in the ACC and SMU going there, that at least that he would get to see Duke play here.
Oh, that's a good point.
Once a year and stuff like that. And now here they are talking about, well, maybe the Big 12 might see him play more if that's the case.
Mm. Last thing, just to pay off on the tease. Sports betting on the rise. NCAA is acting to protect student athletes from harassment, working to protect the integrity of the games, as the NCAA PR. And they are now going to look at maybe removing prop bets as they're trying to draw a line on sports betting here. So we'll have to monitor that moving forward.
Joke's on you, NCAA. You've never had integrity. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Chris Strong filling in for Lucius with your G-Bag of the Day.
Dude, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the goggles on that guy.
The goggles are amazing. The whole everything about him.
It's elite.
It's just lovable.
He looks like he's ready to fly a plane or something in a classic movie.
You know, some people call him Larry Blurred.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
But it's all about the cream.
Blurty, blurty, blurty.
Cream of the crop. This is G-Bag of the Day for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Filling in for Lucius Alexander as he films Man vs. Wild in Oklahoma. Our one-time winner is Roll Tide Willie, joining the Theo Von podcast. And he was with Drewski here. And they're trying to make him switch on the Tide.
In a Corvette, Willie.
What the
with some...
Now, Willie,
that.
There we
what
go.
Would it take to get you to cheer for another team? That is a question I would like to know, man.
Never. What amount of money would it take?
Couldn't take no money. I'm a diehard Tide.
Well, what amount of...
No, I'm a diehard Tide fan.
Now, what if a woman came, and I'm talking a lady came over from Texas A&M. Oh, I'm talking a lady Texas rides A&M. Up in a Corvette, Willie.
What the
with some of that and that real. She got some look like two angry dogs trying to chew on your.
When I seen some of them at the airport.
Yeah, baby. Get you a little sip of that beer. How's that beer, Willie?
That beer is good, but ain't nothing going to make me leave the Tide. Though.
Really? Nothing?
Nothing. Bruce, I'll tell you, I'm a true Tide man.
Dude, nothing in the world.
We can joke around, but we're not joking about this, guys.
Nothing.
I know Willie's feeling. It's like when Dawson always encouraged me. How's that drink taste over there, Ross?
Oh, yeah.
How's that taste? It tastes good?
Yeah.
Get you some more of that.
Mm-hmm. All right, our nominees today, the Mavericks, you guys said it. They're a wagon right now. They're absolutely killing it. 9 out of 10. Kyrie, I feel like he's averaged like 30 points per game while fasting for Ramadan.
Yeah.
It's insanity. Post-game yesterday, though, this is the clip. There's a special bell that interrupts them mid-sentence.
Jason Kidd free game, and he called you Superman. He called Kyrie Batman. What's that chemistry been like between you two superheroes on this team?
He's the Batman, I'm the Robin. Nah, just amazing, man. Having him on our team is amazing, man. But that's our basketball. He's just a great person, and we all get along so well. So it's just the chemistry is really good right now.
Where'd that bell come from? Was that in arena?
That was in arena.
Taco Bell?
Yeah, apparently they don't light the beam when they lose. They just
hit the bell.
They hit the bell. Okay.
They used to rock the hell out of cowbells at the old Arco Arena.
Oh, the old Arca. Gosh, yes. Yeah.
One of the loudest places to play back in the 90s.
Yep.
Let's pivot over. This is an All-NBA, by the way. Nominees today, All-NBA. This is De'Aaron Fox. He was not happy about a question on his views about media responsibilities.
For quite a while now, you've come out and you know, addressed like some of your bigger and you know, maybe more difficult losses. Is this like something you're kind of making a point of doing for some reason in turn, you know, just leading this team and kind of showing that accountability? And
as far as talking to y'all?
Yeah, just, you know.
I don't get out of that.
I don't get nothing out of that. They ask me, I do it.
But for the team, so it really doesn't mean anything in terms of
they don't give a f- if I come up here and talk. I'll tell you that. But nah, I mean, Michael asked me, I do. If Michael or Shannon asked me, I do it.
Okay, well, they're
good. I get no joy in this after a win or a loss. My team doesn't care if I come up here in a blowout win or a blowout loss. So
sorry I brought it up.
That's a great exchange. Just I like brutal that, honesty. I appreciate that.
I like that clip.
Dude, it's like, sorry I even asked. Yeah. Like, come on, dude.
I'm going to just go and hide in the corner now.
I think the only time that they'll get mad is if you do something that the media really wants to ask about that's sensitive, and then you run, and they got to answer questions about you.
Yeah.
You know, you got to kind of face the music on that one.
The final clip here today for G-Bag of the Day is Matt Barnes. Matt Barnes traveled around 9 teams. He's in retirement now. He's moving out of his old home here. He finds a possum in his kitchen. And naturally, he turns on IG Live. He's like, okay, let me film this. Let me talk to everyone on Instagram on how to get this possum out.
I got a in the house. I don't know what bro's trying to do. Came in the old house, and he's here thugging it. So I made a little box area where you could just run right outside. I don't want no problems. You can't go this way. All you can do is peacefully run out, bro. Do possums jump?
No.
Anybody know? Fuck out of here, bro. Oh, he's just standing tall. He's not even moving when I hit him with shit. Get the fuck out of here.
He starts throwing his
food. Come on, bro.
Out.
What you doing? The knives are right above him, though, so I'm stuck. What's bro gonna do? Like, he wants to scrap for real.
Brings out some water.
About to put a pitching wedge up his paws.
How did he?
Bro, what are we doing? Stinks, I can smell them. What are you doing, bro? Ah, there we go. There we go. This way, this way. No, bitch, not that way. God, whoever said water. Now he's on the run. Ain't that a shit. Oh, now I got the sink all wet. I'm about to slip. Or go ahead and break. Go ahead. Come on now. Break. 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 There we go. He's out of here. Go, bro. Go to freedom. Yeah. Yeah. Good for you, bro. End it peacefully. Go back to the family. That shit gave me the chills. I'll fight anybody, but I don't f*** with animals.
Yeah, I wish you would have live streamed when Derek Fisher broke into his house.
That would have been good. Dude, that was like a good 9 minutes. He's climbing all over his kitchen counters trying to get this. It was hilarious.
Do animals not have squatter's rights? Like that possum could have been there for a while.
That's true. He's like, dude, you're moving out. This is my place now.
Yeah,
right.
Don't be messing with me.
Yeah, I once did catch a possum first moved here. I was staying in an apartment. This thing was hanging out in the hallway, and I was surprised at how ferocious they can look. I
hate loiterers.
Right? They open up their teeth, and those things, it looks nasty. It looks like, oh, this is going to make my arm rot off if he gets the best of me. But I've never known them to attack. You know, they just sit there and look mean, and then if you run up on them, they'll just, like, get shooed away fairly easily. I was surprised at how easy it was to catch one.
You just they don't seem like something you want to touch with your bare hands.
No.
You know? Like, you don't want to get it. But some people don't care. Some people just pick them right up, no problem at all, dude.
Yeah, from the scruff of the neck or the tail.
Yeah.
You know? Apparently, you know, it is fairly easy to manhandle them. I just shooed mine into a box and then took the box down to a spot next to the Trinity. And let him out there. Mm.
Didn't shove a golf club somewhere.
Yeah.
You didn't go Tony Soprano on puss.
No. I don't. You know, I typically try to be friendly to wildlife. I even moved on from murdering snakes. I did.
That's very nice of you.
I used to kill them on sight. But
that was a New Year's resolution for you this year.
A couple
it?
Years back, I was like, you know what? I should probably stop doing that. They, you know, one hasn't attempted to strike me since I was 12 years old. Little boa constrictor incident. All right, we got Roll Tide Willie. We got Lucas says he's the Batman. De'Aaron Fox not happy with the question about his media responsibilities, or he was happy. And you got Matt Barnes as well, you know, on the play-by-play getting the possum out. My vote, Roll Damn Tide, Chief. How about you?
Samesies.
I'm going De'Aaron Fox today.
Okay. 2-1, we'll check.
I'll go the Foxy man as
right.
well.
Brian?
Yeah, I vote for Fox.
By a score of 3-2, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's De'Aaron Fox with the media postgame. Okay, when we come back, Nation, it's time for Krusty's Corner, and where are you taking us today, sir?
Yeah, guys, I'm going to quiz the Woolly Bully on Would He Rather.
Oh.
We'll do that next.
Thank you, Chris, and for Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. NFL News of the Day is coming up at 3. The draft is just about a month away now, and here's Broadus, King of the Krusties, in Krusty's Corner.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Have a Love of the Star podcast that we posted this morning. Bobby and I got into it about all the DAC stuff and some draft stuff, just kind of any just things that we felt like were important to kind of talk about the news. So after our show, give it a listen if you're so inclined. We'd really do appreciate that. We got a draft show tomorrow on all the DallasCowboys.com platforms as well, and we're doing a mock draft tomorrow. So we've all got our teams divided up, and yours truly has the 24th pick of the draft.
Make sure you don't mess it up, Brian.
I'm going to try not to. I'm just going to go totally wild card on it.
Okay.
Just do something that nobody would expect.
Hey, last time you ran a draft, you did a hell of a job, so I trust you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It must have been talking about those crepes beforehand. Ooh. I think that was the...
Good Swedish pancake.
I think that was the key. When I leaned over to Mrs. Lurie and I asked her, she asked me if I had the omelet station. I said, ma'am, I did, but I had the crepes today. She goes, the crepes are outstanding. I go, that guy, it's amazing how they can get them, you know. I should have been a chef.
It's not too late, man.
It is. It's way too late. I'm thinking about something for Friday, though, for you guys. The thing with the meatballs and the garlic knot bread and stuff like that.
Yes.
I'm kind of thinking.
That's Friday?
I'm thinking.
Brian,
I'm,
you know what I actually
I've
saw?
Got a, I've got a couple of ideas, some more ideas. I'm into this Italian kick now.
Okay, this fits because I saw somebody posted a lasagna grilled cheese.
Wow.
So I don't know if that tickles your fancy.
I need to look that up too.
That sounds crazy.
I need to look that up.
My fancy is tickled.
I think anything with the homemade meatballs that I do, but then do it with the bread or something like that.
I got so much respect for your homemade meatballs too. Yeah. Like you put thought and effort.
I do
into that
put
thing.
A lot
You're not
of thought
pulling
in
a bag
them.
Of frozen. Everybody wants to just grab a bag of frozen meatballs.
I can't
and
do that to you
dash
guys.
A little seasoning on it and say, "Here's my meatballs."
No, I
give
can't.
Me a break.
I made this myself.
Can't do that for you. I got to do better than that. All right. There's a mock draft here that came out, and it was actually the whole draft, right? Matt Miller.
Yeah, he went seven rounds deep.
Miller went seven rounds on this mock draft.
Oof.
Okay, I'm not going to go seven rounds with you here on this, but there's three. The first three picks I do want to talk about with Matt, and I teased that I would like to see if Wolchuk would say I would rather somebody else.
All right.
I would rather somebody else. And I'm going to give you, okay, Matt's pick to start this for the Cowboys was at 24, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't trade that pick. He took Mims, the tackle from Georgia, at 24.
Okay.
All right, now let me ask you something about this. First off, are you okay with Mims at that spot at 24?
Yeah, I'd be okay with him at 24. He's, I think I've got a second on him, but he's one of those like Dane Brugler specials where it's like a 1-2.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where I don't know how the formal interviews have gone.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, when it comes to the lack of playing time, how that's going to impact him, but certainly the talent is there. I mean, the upside is incredible with Amarius Mims.
Okay. I'm going to give you a choice. Would you rather take Guyton, the tackle from Oklahoma, Latu, the edge from UCLA,
okay,
or Barton, the projected center from Duke? I'm going to give you a choice of those three. Would you like to keep Mims or take Guyton, Latu, or Barton?
Okay, so immediately, if I'm not window dressing my board, which you've taught me not to do.
Don't do that.
It is between Latu and Barton. Now, from a Cowboy standpoint here, Latu would be my highest graded player. Barton is the bigger need, but also is not too far behind Latu. Therefore, I would take Graham Barton out of Duke over Amarius Mims.
Okay, so Dawson and Chieftain, what he's done is he's taken the center over the tackle here. You have a problem with that?
Not one bit. That's my preference.
Yeah, whatever the better player is, I'm good with that.
Yeah. I like Barton a lot. I think that, I mean, I like Latu a lot.
It's hard to pass on Latu there, though.
The edge,
really is.
The edge, yeah. That we'll see what the medical is on that.
Yeah.
Okay, at 56, Matt Miller from ESPN took Jonathan Brooks. We talked about him, the running back from Texas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be great.
We're connecting dots here. We're talking about 30 visits, offensive coordinator meeting with him in Austin, We're talking about a kid that's going to have to go to the recheck at Indy to get his knee looked at. Dan Cooper, the very fine surgeon, did his knee surgery. There's a lot of connecting the dots here. At 56, he was the selection, running back, Texas. Wooly Bully, I'm going to give you a choice. Did you take BB, the guard from Kansas State?
Dirty here.
Newbin, the safety from Minnesota. Tampa, the corner from Iowa State.
Oh.
Or Bullard, the safety from Georgia at 56.
I'm taking Javon Bullard, the safety from Georgia. He's my highest graded player out of that group. I love Javon Bullard. I think he's the best safety in the draft. He reminds me a lot of a better coverer, Antoine Winfield. I think he can do everything for you. He's my favorite player, period, in this entire draft class. I love Javon Bullard. I am the captain of his fan club. He can play the slot. I think he's awesome. Is he a desperate need there for the Cowboys? No. But for me, in my own private world, I'm taking Javon Bullard there.
Guys, he took a safety in the 56th spot. I offered him a chance to take a guard, another safety, and a cornerback.
A corner.
And he took a running back. Are you agreeing with what he might have done, or you still feel like you both need that running back?
I don't mind what he's done. If running back's a special kind of guy in the second round, I'm happy with that. I'd rather go offensive line. I wouldn't mind a safety if he can cover and hit in the
Fuller
second
can
round.
Do that.
He can do that. And he can also help you in the slot if you need a guy to kick in there and cover as well. It's rare what he can do.
I'd rather the best player there be a guard or offensive lineman. You continue to invest in the ability to run the ball.
Yeah.
But if we're not going to do that and you deliver good players, I'm not going to be mad at you. You know, I think that's the most important thing is that you get quality here in this retooling that they're going to go through. If they want to remain in the hunt for a championship, just pick four good players, you know, and then we can have a conversation about you keeping this window open.
Chieftain, are you okay with him taking a safety that's got cover skills? He's interchangeable. He's kind of fits exactly what Mike Zimmer's looking for. Would you have a problem with that over a running back in the second round, considering you are kind of a running back truther here?
Yeah, no, I would be totally fine with them taking a safety there, a guy who can play in the slot. Like I think that's extremely important with the way the NFL is going. Having a guy, a versatile chess piece like what the Ravens have in Kyle Hamilton, something like that, or what the Lions have in. Was it Brian Branch from Alabama that they brought over as a rookie?
Exactly.
It's like he does so many things for your defense and for your secondary. I'd be all about that.
Hard to pass on BB, though, because you'd fix that offensive line. Now you kick Tyler Smith out to left tackle.
You'd absolutely.
You got yourself a center and a guard with Cooper BB, because BB would be right in that conversation for me. I love him as well.
Okay, the final pick here in the third round, Matt Miller from ESPN has him taking Jalen Polk, the wide receiver from Washington.
Yes, please.
Okay, but would you like to take Dorless, the defensive tackle from Oregon?
Okay.
Or Trotter, the linebacker from Clemson? Those are your two choices. Polk, the wide receiver from Washington. Dorless, the defensive tackle, who is a three technique.
Yeah.
But can he play? He could play end as well. Or Trotter, who is the undersized linebacker but makes a million tackles.
Okay. Again, if I'm just sticking true to my board, I'm going to go with Dorless here, but I do love getting Jalen Polk in the third. He's a Texas Tech transfer to Washington. He's fantastic. But Dorless along the defensive line, he talked about a piano player, which we did last week. He can play up and down, and he is an absolute challenging person to handle inside. I mean, you watch his tape against Washington, and that dude wrecked the game. So I think Brandon Dorless would kind of give them something they lack right now along the defensive front.
I agree with you on that. I do. But the problem is, though, he is a three tech.
He is. He's not a one tech.
This team needs a one in the worst way.
Yeah.
Needs a one in the worst way. I mean, they've got guys like Osa and guys like that. They just need to find – Dorless is – of that group, Dorless is the best player.
You don't have any hope that Zim can pull Mozzie together?
You know what? I don't know if Dallas is going to go back and draft a one. I think that Will McClay made a passionate speech in that war room last year about Mozzie Smith. Yeah. I think he's going to continually fight for Mozzie Smith to figure it out. I don't think there's going to take I don't think they're going to take a one early in this thing.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate your help.
Krusty's Corner is brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement.
Thanks, folks. Appreciate you guys.
Salute to you guys, yep. Reliant. We have a big giveaway coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, a four-pack of Rangers-Astros tickets for the first series of the Silver Boot. Oh, here we go. As defending champs, NFL News of the Day is coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are we going?
Barkley's recruiting, always draft the offensive line, and is the 49ers' run about to end? That's next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.